He could have raped her at any time. Instead, the man who had so seldom known kindness had only held her. No, in spite of his past crimes, there was goodness in him. Julian had merely been a man of his time, a general in an ancient world forged by battles, a man who had been raised on a battlefield under brutal conditions she couldn't even imagine. "And your wife?" Grace asked. A tick began in his jaw.
"I lied to her, betrayed and tricked her, and in the end, I killed her."
Grace tensed at his unexpected words. "You killed her?"
"I may not have been the one who took her life, but I killed her just the same. Had I not..."
His voice trailed off as he clenched his eyes shut. "What?" she asked. "What happened?"
"I tampered with my destiny and hers, and in the end, the fates punished me for it."
Grace wouldn't let it go at that. "How did she die?"
"She went mad when she learned what I'd done to her, what Eros had done."
Julian buried his face in his hands as memories tore through him.
"I was a fool to ever believe Eros could make someone love me."
Grace reached up and brushed a gentle hand across his face. He stared at her. She was so beautiful sitting there. The tenderness in her gaze amazed him. No woman had ever looked at him that way. Not even Penelope. There had always been something missing when his wife looked at him. Something missing from her touch. Her heart, he realized with a start. Grace had been right. There was a difference when someone's heart wasn't involved. It was subtle, but he had always felt the hollowness of Penelope's caresses, heard the emptiness in her words, and it had burned him all the way to his blackened soul. Suddenly, Cupid materialized next to Selena and gave him a sheepish look.
"I forgot something."
Julian let out a long, exasperated breath.
"It seems to me one of you is always forgetting something, and usually it's the most important something. What did you forget this time?"
Cupid refused to meet his gaze.
"As you well know, you're doomed to feel compelled, shall we say, to pleasure the woman who summons you."
Julian glanced to Grace, and his groin tightened viciously in response.
"I'm very much aware of that fact."
"But are you aware of the fact that every day that passes without your having her, more of your sanity will slip away? By the end of the month, you'll be a stark raving loon from sex deprivation, and the only way to cure it is to give in. If you don't, you, my brother, are going to be in so much physical pain that it will make Prometheus's punishment look like he spent eternity in the Elysian Fields."
Selena gasped. "Isn't Prometheus the god who supposedly gave fire to mankind?" Grace asked.
"Yes,"
Cupid said. Grace glanced nervously at Julian.
"The one who was chained to a rock and had a buzzard eat his innards every day?"
"And every night he grew a new set for the bird to eat,"
Julian finished for her. The gods certainly knew how to punish those who displeased them. Bitter anger coursed through his veins as he glared at Cupid.
"I hate all of you."